Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, send some questions in. Got about 15, 20 minutes or so. We'll talk some footy. They're up on the Rugby League Guru podcast tomorrow morning. Any questions you got, send them through. Alexander Connor, thank you, mate. Appreciate that. Hope you're doing well, brother. Arne's on, apparently. Hello, brother. Hey, mate. Up the Knights. Good to talk to you, mate. Ethan, not for you. Sorry, mate. Dogs for 2022. Yeah, I think Dogs got a really good chance. It's a really well-built squad now. Just worries me about the halfback position. Hopefully, Flano, they can get the very best out of him. I think whoever they choose at seven, they need to back them in, though. They can't be swapping and changing like they did last year. If it's Avarillo, if it's Flano, whoever it is, I think they just need to stick with someone and let them build off the back of that. How do the Tigers get out of this hole? Not exactly sure, to be honest with you, Zach. They're in a really tough position. They signed Tyrone Peachy the other day. I love the Peach, but I just don't feel like Tigers are the right club to get the very best out of Peachy. Hopefully, I'm proven wrong. As I said, love the Peach. Had a really good chat to a really passionate Tigers fan last night who sort of accused me of being a little bit negative. I pointed out all the positives. He sort of turned them into negatives as well. So they're in a tough situation. I'm not sure what the answer is. I've always said it's for guys that are smarter than me. They've got Michael Maguire there at the moment. He's a premiership-winning coach. Apparently, they weren't sure whether they were keeping him or not. If it's not Madge, I don't know who it is to turn this club around. And they're realistically, a Bellamy, a Robinson, a Bennett, they're not going to be stupid enough to go there, in my opinion. Their life's too easy at the moment elsewhere. So I don't know how it starts. They've got to try and unearth some unreal talent, which they've never had any problems with. Credit to the Tigers. Their junior systems are sensational. They're constantly producing stars. Their challenge is actually holding on to these guys. So the fella I was talking to last night, he just said, I hope we can produce the next Benji Marshall. And you might not be able to produce the next Benji, but you're going to produce a heap of quality players. It's just a matter of keeping them there, which has always been the challenge. A lot of questions for Paul Alamotti last time. Yeah, let's leave Paul Alamotti. Young fella, he's going to be really good, but let him develop. Playing his second year of SG Ball, this year is actually the right age. Actually, still a year young. So just be patient with him, Canterbury fans. If sooner you rush these guys in the first grade, the more likely they are to struggle. Just let him develop in his own times. Hey, brother, what do you reckon about the Warriors getting rid of Fuss, Kane, and JTB? Fuss, that one surprised me a little bit. I didn't expect to see him go. Kane, I think his time was up. I think he had some really selfish footy in the back end of the season. I used to play footy against Kane myself. He's a nice guy. But in the back end of the season, there's just too many brain explosions for me. It is what it is. JTB, I'm actually a fan of JTB. I think that's a good signing by the North Queensland Cowboys. So wish him all the best. I don't think it's a huge issue letting Kane or JTB go. Fuss did surprise me a little bit, but there are a lot of really good young guns there. So I can sort of understand it. How do you think Matt Burton will go at six next year after playing a year at centre? I think he'll be good, mate. I think the year at centre could actually help him as far as a 5'8 goes. It's always good to understand the different roles and understand what works as a centre and doesn't, especially when you are playing 5'8. So I think it'll actually help him, to be honest with you, mate. Thoughts on Hastings playing halves or 13? I think Jacko will play in the halves. I believe he's coming on the podcast next week to have another chat. So champion player, Jacko. Champion bloke as well. So Fingers crossed he can find his spot. I wouldn't be playing him at 13. I'd be playing him at 7 personally, but I'd also be letting Luke Brooks go. So depends how it plays out. But if you're signing Jackson Hastings to not play him at 7, I'm a little bit confused, to be honest with you. Curtis Scott, get another chance at NRL level. You'd have to think so, mate. I'm surprised that no one's managed to sign him in this time when no one has signed him. I think he's well and truly good enough to be playing first grade football. I think he's been treated a little bit unfairly, to be honest with you. Eels 2022. Dan, hope you're well, brother. Yeah, mate, I think the Eels, I sort of said all year that I just don't think they have that winner that can take them to the next level. I've said it on the podcast a few times. I'm more confident now than I probably ever have been that Parramatta can go to that next level. Do I think they will? I'm not convinced yet. I'm not going to tip them to win a premiership or anything like that. But I think that the Parramatta faithful should be a little bit excited based on what they saw at the back end of season 2021. What do you reckon about Momorowski going back to the Chooks? Yeah, I don't mind this one. Momorowski is a guy that's bounced around a couple of clubs and whatnot. Obviously, was at the Melbourne Storm. They let him go at the Tigers. They let him go. Now the Penrith Panthers have let him go. I don't know if that says something or not. I will say this. I'm a little bit surprised that the Roosters have signed him on such a long-term deal. 3 years, I mean, it's not crazy long-term, but in the modern game, 3 years is pretty long in 2021 for a guy that hasn't been at the club for a couple of years. He's done well at other clubs he's been at. But yeah, I'm a bit surprised it's a 3-year contract. I think he will do well there, though. Paul, new listener, mate, impressed with your opinions. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that, mate. Hopefully you stick around. CJ Moxley, welcome, brother. Tight Five Rugby, welcome. Who are the premiership contenders in 2022 and why? I think it's the same premiership contenders next year as it was this year, probably minus South Sydney. I don't think they can quite win a premiership next year without Adam Reynolds, but if one of these halfbacks comes in and they are the rookie of the year, I was talking to a South fan this afternoon, if that does happen, which, I mean, South Sydney have done this before with Adam Reynolds when he came in, then they potentially could be up there. But I've sort of got Manly, Melbourne, Roosters, these sort of sides, Penrith, and probably Parramatta up as the top five contenders for me. Big Stiff, welcome back, guys. Thanks for having me on the other day. Peach is a baller. Yep, 100%. Jason Dimuncio is really good coming to South. Yeah, I think getting Jason's good, mate, but he's no Wayne Bennett. That's no offense to Jason, but it is going to be really tough coming in the year after Wayne Bennett and without a halfback that has led this team around for X amount of years. So it's going to be tough for him, but hopefully he can do well. Do you see Manu staying at the Roosters? I do, to be honest with you, mate, at least for the next 2 or 3 years. I'm not sure if he finishes his career at the Roosters, but I think Joey Manu will be there for quite some time. The only thing that would stop him from being there if he wants to go somewhere else and be a fullback. We hear that Harry Grant, he's been told he will not be leaving the Melbourne Storm. That was potentially a target for the Dolphins, if you read into that. So potentially Joey Manu could become their next guy. Did the Bulldogs fill in their top 30 too quickly? Maybe they should have been more patient. Yeah, I don't know. I think the Canterbury Bulldogs have done really well. I'm not sure if there's anyone that's going to come back on the market that they could have got their hands on that's heaps better than the guys they have got, to be honest with you. I think the earlier the Dogs can get into their preseason and whatnot, get this squad used to each other, probably the better, to be honest with you. So I think Canterbury, they've done very well, mate. With Momorowski signing, does that mean Manu is looking? Maybe, mate. Oh, I don't think so. I don't think you're going to replace Joey Manu with Paul Momorowski. In my opinion, I think it's more of a depth thing for me. Warriors have released 2 players this week. Any signs on the horizon or develop youth? Yeah, mate, they have got a heap of youth over there, guys. Rocco Berry, Reece Walsh, these sort of guys. Fellow that was playing on the wing at the back end of the season, name escapes me, Vialecki or something like that. I think there is a lot of young, good players at the New Zealand Warriors, so I wouldn't be too panicked. The guys you've let go of, they're not really needle movers for me. They're sort of squad players, so I think they can be easily replaced, to be honest with you, mate. I'm not worried not as a Warriors fan, but as someone that enjoys watching the Warriors build the squad they've got. How do you think the Broncos will go next year? I think they'll do well, mate. They improved out of sight in the back end of the season, which is a huge positive. Adam Reynolds, Kurt Capel walked in there. Also, a couple of guys are going to add sensational depth. You've got Branko Lee, Jordan Piera, 2 guys that aren't absolute superstars, but I think they're really underrated. I think they will add a lot. If for nothing else, if you lose a winger or a center and you can bring in a premiership winner in Branko Lee or a guy in Jordan Piera who, is up there with the best meter makers as far as outside backs go. I think they're sitting in a really good spot, Brisbane, mate. I think it comes down to how many games Katoni Staggs plays, though. If you tell me Katoni Staggs is definitely going to play 15-plus games, I'd probably tell you Brisbane made the eight. So I think he's the key to it, though. Do you think the Titans plan to win two premierships by 2030 is possible? I think it was actually four, but I probably don't, to be honest with you. But, I mean, at the same time, I know it's easy to bag teams for coming out and saying this sort of shit, but fuck, don't you want your teams trying to win premierships? I mean, I like that the Titans are heading in that direction. They're heading for the absolute clouds. That's where they want to be. If they fall short, so be it. But part of me is happy that the Titans are aiming high like this. They're not just happy being part of the NRL like they probably have been for the last 10 years. 2022 grand final winners, Sydney Roosters. I think they'll be right up there, mate. I wouldn't declare them as the premiers of 2022 or the grand finalists, but I think the Chooks will definitely be right up there, no doubts about it. Hey, brother, would love to know if you could play for any NRL team. Who would you play for and what position would you prefer? Blonde, great question. If I could play, which I can't, I'd probably go down to Melbourne, mate. I think that would be an unreal experience. I'd probably play hooker or 13, one of those two, but definitely not in the caliber of being able to even consider that for my local team, let alone Melbourne. Cobbo or Tessie, centre or fullback for each? I would probably start with Tessie at fullback. I'd let Selwyn Cobbo just ease into first grade. I'd keep him at centre for a little bit. I think the fullback jersey will be his long term, but I'd definitely be taking my time with Selwyn Cobbo, mate. Does Momorowski sign him in? Manu is gone. I don't think so, but we'll see how it plays out. Who would your 18th team be? Mine would be Perth. I don't mind Perth. I don't mind another New Zealand team either. I don't mind the idea of having like a Pacific Nations side too. I haven't really given it much thought, to be perfectly honest with you, though. I wouldn't have made a 17th team, but I've always said that. But that doesn't seem to be too popular with people. 2022 rule change you'd like to see, Supercoach 365. I assume you mean NRL rule change. I would change the kicking dead for tackles. I've been saying this for years. If you put an attacking kick from inside the attacking 20 and it goes dead, I think it should just be a 20-meter tap, not a six again. If you kick it dead from outside the 20, so it's not an attacking kick, you're starting to slow the ruck down, that's where I would give seven-tackle sets. I would also not give a seven-tackle set in extra time when you take a shot at a field goal and it goes dead, because it essentially decides the game there. That'd be my major rule change moving forward. I can't believe it's taken this long to see a change there. Hey, Guru, quick question. Have the Supercoach shirts been sent out yet? Mate, we've had a few delays there. Send me a DM and I'll explain it to you, but they are on their way, mate, and I'm going to throw in a little extra for you there. COVID and everything going on, it's been a bit of a shit fight, but send me a message, mate, and I'll explain it all to you. Thank you for your support, brother. Are Penrith going to lose many more players this offseason? I'm not sure. I probably doubt it. I think their squad will sort of stay as it is. I don't see Appy Curacao going anywhere. I'd be very surprised if Appy does leave, despite what Wikipedia says. Havili South's thoughts. I'm not wrapped in the signing. Dean, I understand where you come from. He's not a superstar player. He's not a bad player, though. He's a guy that can play hooker. He can play in the back. If you end up in a situation like the Roosters were this year with a heap of injuries, geez, having a Havili is going to come in handy. If something happens to Damien Cook and Momorowski, you don't have a nine, all of a sudden he'll come in handy. I don't think he would have broken the piggy bank on him. I think he'll be a sort of a depth guy. I think he'll play more reserve grade than first grade. I really don't hate it, mate. If you don't like it because you think he's going to move the needle and take you to another level, then yeah, I understand why you don't like it, but he's not that sort of a guy. I think he'll just be a solid clubman. Biggest underdogs next year to win the comp. I don't see any of the underdogs being able to do it, mate. I think that Cronulla Sharks will have a good shout. I think that not having a seven, though, could be costly. I think Brisbane, they could give it a really good shake, but I just don't think anyone out of that top six can win the comp, to be honest with you. Any projects planned for next season? A heap going on next season. Won't talk too much now. I don't want to be one of those big talk, all sizzle, no steak. But you'll see heading into 2022, mate. A couple of changes coming, which will be exciting.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Does Reid Marnie leave us to the Dolphins? Dan, I don't think so, mate. I think you'll stay at the Parramatta Eels. Actually, dropped a podcast on this during the week. I think it was yesterday, talking about, yes, Reid Marnie's a gun, no doubt about it. But I think the value they get out of Jake Turpin, I don't think the gap between Jake Turpin and Reid Marnie is huge. There is a gap there. Don't get me wrong. Reid Marnie's the better player. But the money you'd have to pay Reid Marnie to leave a team who potentially can win a premiership to come to Brisbane, I don't think it'd be worth it. Personally, I think that Jake Turpin does a good enough job for them. Could the Dolphins' decision to not have a location in their name alienate themselves from potential fans? 100%, Gus. It's a bit of a weird one. I didn't mind it when it first came out, the Dolphins. The more I think about it, the more I listen to other people, the more I listen to people from Queensland that are upset that they have gone down that avenue. It does sort of annoy me now. So it'll be interesting to see if they backflip what it is. Listen to the Hello Sports Boys talk about it this afternoon. That was really funny. Really interesting, though. As much as they're taking the piss and joking, I think they kind of nailed it, to be honest with you. What else have we got? Hey, man, what do you think of Tim Sheens and Tigers progressing? I don't think any team has ever got worse for having Tim Sheens in their building. He's proven to be successful for the Tigers in the past. He's been successful just about everywhere he's gone. I don't think they're worse off for having Tim Sheens, but I'm not sure if it's the answer, to be perfectly honest with you. But I also don't know what the answer is, so maybe Tim Sheens is it. Hey, Guru, what 2021 rookies do you think will go above and beyond in 2022? We've mentioned him a few times. Obviously, the Broncos fullback, Selwyn Cobbo. I think he's going to have a big year. Rocco Berry from the New Zealand Warriors, I am super excited about. It's a bit of a hard season because we didn't have much New South Wales Cup. We didn't have much Queensland Cup. Well, we had Queensland Cup. I didn't see as much of it as what I would have liked. But New South Wales Cup, which I normally keep a really close on, didn't get to see a heap of it. Those Dragons boys, they're definitely some kids to keep an eye on. They're very exciting. Hopefully the rest of that squad can just stay balanced and give those kids the best opportunity to play their best footy. Which team outside of the eight this year makes the eight in 2022? You'd have to think either the Cronulla Sharks, New Zealand Warriors, or the Brisbane Broncos. Canberra could as well. I've just named four teams that could potentially get in, and I only think there's going to be two spots that are going to change there. So going to be a very, very interesting season. Which team moves furthest up the ladder next year? Probably have to say Brisbane. Might be Canterbury just because they were right down the bottom. They've got the most to jump, but probably Brisbane if I had to guess, mate. Aaron Scoop will explode next year. Yeah, that's a really good shout. Aaron Scoop, he was very impressive for the Canterbury Bulldogs. With a bit more talent around him, with a 5'8 around him that can really ball play and create. Yeah, I think Scoop could be anything. Scoop, potential to be an elite level centre. Yeah, mate, he's got that sort of potential. Very young, very raw. But from what we've seen of him so far, he'd be a bold man to say that he couldn't be of elite level in his career. Could Tyro May saga derail Panthers season like it did in 2019? I doubt it, mate. The Panthers, I think people forget, they've had to deal with a lot of off-field stuff, which they've handled incredibly well. So I don't think so. I highly doubt it, to be honest with you, mate. What do you think of Shane Wright? Is he a good signing for Salford? Didn't even realise Shane Wright had gone to Salford, to be honest with you. I'd missed that one. I actually like Shane Wright. Wright runs a really good line. Not a superstar guy, but I think over there in England, he will do really well. I think that's a good signing for Salford. Broncos 2022, thoughts on the new Red V signings? Yeah, Red V, Will, they've signed a heap of guys. Bit of a money ball sort of feel to it at the moment. A lot of guys that I like, I don't love. A lot of guys that I think will be solid, but I don't think they're going to move the needle for the Dragons. I don't think they're going to elevate them to a point where they can win premierships. I sort of think the Dragons at the moment are signing a heap of guys that they can just keep there to keep the club stable, and they can invest their money into these young guys to make sure they stay there, because they cannot afford to lose this big three of youngsters they've got, along with the Fiego brothers, along with guys like Jackson Ford, Blake Laurie as well. So I think the Dragons, they're starting to build a team for 4 or 5 years down the track, to be honest with you. Why don't you support a team, Guru? I just don't, mate. I just love footy. Makes it easier to run this page, but I genuinely don't really have a team, to be honest with you, mate. I just love footy, and that sort of is what it is. It's hard to explain, to be honest with you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.